meditation to contemplation divine. Contemplation divine.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Reilly, and I'm joining you again, and we with each other and many others, but each of us are in our own place. I heard from a friend today. I hadn't heard from her in a while, and she sent me a beautiful letter and a note and told me that she listens to these podcasts often, if I understood her right, laying out on the floor with her computer on her stomach, just taking it all in, stretched out and open. You might say that's a wonderful posture to have, so I'm not going to invite all of us to get out on the floor now and stretch out. But there's something about stretching and relaxing that's very much a part of what we're doing. It's ironic, but we move a little bit away from what we normally call work in order to do the work of prayer. It takes discipline. That's why we're called disciples, or we seek to be a disciple of a teacher. And we have wonderful teachers. So taking the outline from Robert Hale, a Camaldolese monk from California, I continue some reflections with us about Lectio Divina, and today taking a step further into that practice and reflecting on meditatio, meditation. And it takes some leisure. And it takes a posture that really is our own. And we might be instructed in many ways. You might take the word meditation to mean sitting or centering, or maybe that's the whole thing we're doing when we're talking about Lectio, because it's a contemplative practice. So rather than defining it for you, I welcome you through this time to find your own finitude, your own definition, that which brings you to a shape and form and place of wonderful receptivity, where you and I can gaze upon and be open to God's love for us right now. If you're familiar with St. Clair, I'm already using a word that in the English translation of one of her letters to Agnes is just striking. As she takes us through, we would say, a lectio of the cross, of the crucifix, of Christ crucified, she invites us to gaze upon him, consider him. And I think that's the action of meditation, if we would call it action. And now in the past, and it may still be a practice of yours, a word or a passage or a mulling over a scripture quote is a great help. You may be doing continuous reading of scriptures or another book that creates an experience for you that isn't only intellectual, but it's of the heart and it's contemplative and you just hunger for that next paragraph, and then you let yourself sit with it, or a word or two. So that's the table of contemplation and a little bit of the practice of meditation that we enter into when we're doing Lectio Divina. We don't have to fill our whole plate, and it isn't only about our mind, thought, consciousness, but our whole being, gazing, considering, being open to, present with the one who is present to us. Over and over again, it's that simple, as in right now, undeniable comfort that God picks us up and holds us in God's own hands. Lectio is reading, and our body wants to read that, the felt sense of, oh, I'm loved, oh, I'm held, is somehow the action of meditation. So that it is a movement of our heart and our very being. to be treasured so that we might treasure. So if I'm reading a passage in scriptures that I treasure, that speaks to me, within that is being treasured, that I've been invited to read this passage. And in this is the deeper invitation into the union of the one who inspires scripture, inspires the wind that's blowing through the trees outside my room right now, the very breath of life that you and I bear, however fragilely, and possibly for only a brief while. There's this wonderful being held that we gaze upon and consider. Gaze seems like and can be primarily a recognition of our ability to see, and yet it's interesting, isn't it? In meditation, in fact, I right now have been reflecting with you with my eyes shut. Now, I don't know whether my friend who stretches out on the floor and listens to podcasts on her computer with a computer rested on her stomach or her chest is has her eyes open or not. That's a pure choice. But we know it's in Ephesians and Bonaventure, many wonderful spiritual teachers, that the gazing really becomes more and more the gazing from the eye of our heart. And I often mention that in podcasts. It's the discipline, we're disciples, of learning how to see, so that we see not only in prayer, but we see on the street, in the city, in our home, at table, and at work, the crucified one, the one who is both suffering and the one who is risen. And prayer always moves us in now and always eventually to some care, some love, some response to the other. And its movement begins with this wonderful gazing, this considering, this meditatio. And so it surfaces in us as a desire to not just our now let's do it activity, but a hunger to be with the one who is sharing. The dog we love that's out running outside right now while we take some time. Meditation has, as we enter into it, the great capacity to hold rather than exclude. So rather than just quieting ourselves and quieting the world around us or settling into a particularly comfortable setting, which is helpful, we find that we can sit with quite a bit and attend to an awful lot, much of which will need us later to take some time with. So I like to tell people that here at the mountain, when we begin meditation, when we're moving in our contemplative stance, when we're taking time for lectio with scriptures, that as we've entered the chapel, if the whole world doesn't enter with us, if our hearts don't become open to the whole world and welcome it to enter prayer time with us, we're barely here. But that's not another job. That's just an awareness. And we sit with that right now, opening our hearts and very being, lectio reading, but not reading with just eyes or mind. We gaze upon the one who loves us and the world that that one loves. And we live with it, opening to scriptures or whatever might now stir us. And we give a little of our time to this simple activity. I welcome you, my friend, as we are right now, to settle in as you might and take your time with whatever might be a helpful practice now. You might say, Dan, all that sounds like a good idea, but I have something else to do that might help me in prayer at this moment, to be at peace with God and the world. And I'd say, go for it. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Blessings of peace from Greg and myself and all of our mountain community.
prayerfully read the Word of God. Prayerfully read, take your time. Prayerfully read the fathers of old. Sacred reading, divine. Sacred reading, divine. Say your prayers from the Word of God. Say your prayers from the mind.